Welcome to Redwood Community Radio's special series celebrating Women's History Month. Throughout history, women have led, innovated, and broken barriers in every field, often against the odds. Let's dive into their stories and celebrate their achievements.
Of all the forward-thinking and courageous women, Sophie Scholl stands out as one of the bravest. Sophia Magdalena Scholl was born on May 9, 1921, and was executed by guillotine on February 22, 1943. Her crime? Handing out pacifist anti-war leaflets. She was 21 years old. Sophia was a German student and anti-Hitler political activist, active in the White Rose non-violent resistance group in Nazi Germany. Sophia was convicted of high treason after having been found distributing anti-war leaflets at the University of Munich along with her brother Hans. For their actions, they were sentenced to death and to be executed that very afternoon. It was only 82 years ago that a Nazi executioner forced 21-year-old Sophia Scholl into a guillotine in Stadelheim prison and beheaded her. Then beheaded her brother Hans Scholl and also their classmate Christoph Probst, all within 10 minutes. Their crime was simply to voice an opinion against the government by distributing leaflets critical of Hitler and his Nazi party. To stand by silently, they claimed, was to be complicit. To do nothing was to submit to Hitler. And every word that comes out of Hitler's mouth is a lie. The pamphlet said, "Why do you allow these men who are in power to rob you step by step, openly and in secret, of one domain of your rights after another, until one day nothing at all will be left but a mechanized state system presided over by criminals? Is your spirit already so crushed by abuse that you forget it is your right, or rather, your moral duty to eliminate this system? We will not be silent." Even the Nazi prison officials were impressed by the condemned prisoners' bravery and let them smoke cigarettes together before they were executed. Some of Sophia's last words were, "How can we expect righteousness to prevail when there is hardly anyone willing to give himself up individually to a righteous cause? It is such a splendid sunny day, and I have to go. What does my death matter if by our acts thousands are warned and alerted, awakened and stirred to action?"
These women's stories remind us that courage, resilience, and vision can transform the world. Keep celebrating, keep learning, and keep lifting each other up, because history is still being written.